بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. وقال تعالى أيضا: أتل ما أوحي إليك من الكتاب وأقيم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر ولذكر الله أكبر. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. الحمد لله الله تعالى فضل وكرم. Allah Ta'ala out of His kindness and mercy, Allah Ta'ala has created us as insan. And Allah Ta'ala to remind us who we are, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala takes qasam in the Quran Kareem, where our Shaykh explained, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلَ. Who can be more truthful? Who can be more, whose word can be more truthful than Allah Rabbul Izzat? Allah Ta'ala is Haqqul Mubin. Allah is the embodiment of truth. Allah Ta'ala is the truth is open and manifest. But Allah Ta'ala wants us to realize according to our capacity. Allah Ta'ala mentions that وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا, that Allah Ta'ala created us and to make us realize that how honorable we are, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam. And insan is not allowed to take qasam of anything or anybody besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that also when it is extremely necessary. Otherwise, if we don't realize who we are, then myself first of all will take qasam and will thought I fooled a person. But in reality, we didn't fool a person. We made a fool of ourselves. That you, Allah Ta'ala says, myself, who we don't realize our reality, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهِ. They think they can deceive Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ يُخَادِعُهُمْ. That Allah is giving them chance and giving them deception. So Allah Ta'ala, out of His kindness and mercy, Allah has brought us here to make us realize who we are. And Allah Ta'ala to make us realize who we are, Allah Ta'ala send the man of Allah Ta'ala to open our hearts and to show us who we are. And then not only that, Allah Ta'ala gave us, didn't just create us as the best, Allah Ta'ala gave us a very, very outstanding constitution that is the direct nur of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala did not put in there, just left the nur. And Allah's qudrat is beyond imagination. As we say, the nur of Allah Ta'ala in the masajid, the most nur that is descending on Kaaba Sharif. And from there, then Allah Ta'ala distributes it. So, al-ilmu nurun, this knowledge is nur. So Allah Ta'ala could just distribute it from there, and all, each one on his own. But no, Allah Ta'ala showed that to get this nur, you have to know how to get it. So Allah Ta'ala put it in the heart of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why presently, when a person realizes the honor of the man of Allah who pulled us out of darkness and make us realize, inna awwala bayti wudiya linnas bi Bakkah, the first house which is only for the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala, that the first house to get connected to Allah Ta'ala, who taught us of that? Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself inspired Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. And there's many important aspects when we come to that lesson, inshallah, out of our Hazrat Fazl and Karam and their special graces upon us. And until and unless Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and favor is not upon us, then Allah is not in need of any one of us. So we should realize we are the beggars in the court of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Because Allah Ta'ala says, وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَتُورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ. Allah is taking qasam or swore, and Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of His very great benefit, creation that are of great benefit to insan. So we should realize when Allah Ta'ala doesn't need to make you take qasam. But when Allah is taking qasam of something, then you must know, realize that thing is extremely benefit. So we, that Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, when Allah Ta'ala give us only out of His rahmat, put that words which are extremely beneficial, necessary for my Islam, for all our Islam and the entire Ummah, and only out of the mercy and rahmat of Allah Ta'ala and through the fuyuz of our mashayikh. And thus we'll understand as Allah Ta'ala blesses us and open our hearts in the company of our shaykh, that is all coming from, pouring from the mashayikh that right from top and from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and directly from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So, to realize who we are, Allah Ta'ala sent His beloved. And Allah Ta'ala reminds us, Surah Fatiha, we are opening your life. In other words, not just an opening chapter. Surah Fatiha is the opening. In other words, opening of your reality, who you are. In other words, to realize your reality, you must realize, when you come to know what is your reality, you can't just understand, but just anything, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It will just instant, you come out from your heart, not just from our tongues. And that is when a person starts realizing. Otherwise, when we don't realize who we are, immediately after that, Allah Ta'ala, after taking qasam, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. In the best of forms, not only the form is not just your body. When your reality comes right, your ruh, which comes from Allah Ta'ala, then that person, inshallah, that will be discussed through the rahmat and karam and fazl of Allah Ta'ala. And this is what we call the fuyuz. We're not deserving it in the least, but if we beg Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, you brought me out of your mercy. I'm not worth anything. I'm not even worth, because those words to be used, we close our noses and everything. But if we only know our worth, then Allah Ta'ala is so kind. Allah has kept both those bags of filth in me. That is, we carrying along our bags of urine and our bags of that stool. And no matter what name you call it, it's still filth and dirt. So it is only the kindness of Allah. So when we come in the company of the man of Allah, and first of all, in the coming to the house of Allah, Allah Ta'ala covers our faults. So as Hazrat explained, firstly for myself, we should beg Allah Ta'ala, Ya Sattarul Uyub, Ya Ghaffarul Zunub, that, oh Allah, you created me as a human being. As Allah Ta'ala taught us, last night the para that was recited in Taraweeh, the 9th para, Allah Ta'ala over and over warns us, the Bani Israel, so much rahmah, so much Allah Ta'ala gave them favors in dunya also. And then Allah Ta'ala gave Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, begged them and to make them realize who they are. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we beg the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala says how to be get the mercy and realize who you are. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. What Allah wants to give you, we are not worth anything. Because Allah takes qasam to make us realize. Because this is that creation of Allah. Allah gave us a heart. A heart is the palace of the king. And in a hadith a Qudsi, that is Allah Ta'ala, so Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains the words of Allah. That Allah Ta'ala says, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell my servants, your ummatis, that the earth is too small, the skies are too small. I can't fit in the skies. And don't think of with our limited foolish knowledge. When our hearts get little open, as Hazrat explains, I must realize I'm coming here for my cataract, not only cataract, the blockages of my heart. And it's fully blocked with all spiritual, with hijabat, with veils. And Allah Ta'ala's system is, you get veils that are dark and you get veils that look like very shiny. And you think you're in a very nice environment talking about Allah, but actually those are veils. And that is as Allah Ta'ala's fazl and karam through the barakat of our shaykh, and this is what we'll understand what's for you. And then we won't able to make enough shukr. And Allah Ta'ala immediately to make us realize who we are, Allah Ta'ala took all these qasams, which Allah give tawfiq, our Shaykh inshallah, out of his kindness and mercy, and Allah explains that what you, when you realize who you are, then you'll want to know, and you'll want to all the time be a talib, a seeker. When a person is all the time seeking that the love of Allah, then you'll understand, Allahu Akbar, that Allah is not in need of martyrs also. And Allah Ta'ala, our Dada Shaykh used to say, that why does Allah Ta'ala let the human beings that are going through difficulty, and they are the loyal servants of Allah, but we hear that they become martyrs. But Allah Ta'ala says, Allah wants to show who are my true lovers. My true lovers are not false. Like that, inshallah, we'll discuss it. Allah give tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq. It will come in the discussion, and only what Allah Ta'ala puts in the heart, according to the brother's ikhlas. Many times a person, and you say some words, and we should all the time beg Allah that we say such words that are beneficial for myself, my family, the whole ummah, my associates, and the whole ummah, and beneficial for each one. We should come with an open heart that, oh Allah, I need that open heart surgery. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala says, if you don't realize who you are, summa radadna. Summa means just now. In other words, Allah Ta'ala took us up right to the mountain. And that we are the ummatis of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala make us realize, that is why a woman in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, as we heard, the Nabi of Allah himself, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we're not going into that discussion, but the Bani Israel, who Allah blessed them abundantly, and yet, Allahu Akbar, when Allah gave Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and we see, to get the nur of Allah Ta'ala, you have to seclude yourself. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had to go make itikaf for 30 days. And then Allah Ta'ala inspired that when you get this nur, you don't want to leave. Then you say, I come 40 days. And why? Because Allah explains that the development of the body also in 40 day periods, Allah Ta'ala changed. Then you'll realize, أَوَلَمْ يَرَ insan أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ وَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. That insan, don't you ponder and think that when we don't realize the reality, we don't come in the company of the men of Allah, then Allah says, I created you, that is for our forefather, first of all, sent sand and water. Then Allah system from the filthy, dirty semen of the one droplet of semen that Allah Ta'ala created us. And insan, now you don't realize your value, and now you want to argue with Allah Rabbul Izzat, Aliyazu Billah. And that is Allah is showing that Allah save us, that anything we want proof from Allah Ta'ala. We want proof. That what is your proof? All the proofs Allah Ta'ala gave to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this comes heart to heart. When you know the man of Allah Ta'ala, that current will come in the heart. So we beg Allah Ta'ala, that is why we should realize we are beggars in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. يَخْتَصُ بِرَحْمَتِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah chooses for His mercy to descend who Allah desires. The mercy can be falling and pouring, and if we don't, our hearts don't open up out of Allah's fadl and karam, then it is my detriment. Allah save me, all of us. And the mere fact that Allah brought us here, Allah doesn't want to deprive us. So that is the first thing we realize, that when we come, when Allah has brought us here, now we to realize that we are insan, a human being is a person, all the time that you should be worried, that I'm going to a certain place, I must go properly, I must dress according to, and today we worried, what is the dressing of this invitation. But when we know we are the slaves of the kings of kings, Allah Rabbul Izzat, and when that heart blockages, then we try, as we explained, we'll try and read the Urdu today, because the actual barakat is Tanzilur Rahma in the Zikr Salihin. Allah's mercy descends just when we take the name of the pious servants of Allah. Fadlan an wujudihim. Then what can be said when they're present? And if they're not present, and they already, Allah Ta'ala took them on their now real journey, the eternal journey, and the journey that we are through now, that in this imtihan, and they passed the imtihan with flying colors, and they showed us in every zamana, every person, from Adam alayhi salam, all the true servants, had to show that. That is why Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, our Dada Shaykh, and we, all this is through the barakat only of our Mashaykh, and through the barakat of our Hazrat, and their concern, and all this, then we'll understand what love we should be sending durood upon our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not becoming that we can't read and meld. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us of Allah, then we'll all the time, Bismillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. When the heart just gets slightly open, so Allah ta'ala make us understand that people say that why that the Muslims are going through difficulties, and why so many shaheeds. Allah ta'ala says, our Dada Shaykh is to explain, as the Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, that why it is so important to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those who don't know the value, they will say that you are extremist, you're going beyond the limit now. And those who know the value, Hazrat says, you can become a shaheed in the comfort of your home, especially the time we are living in. Man ahya sunnat, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has Allah ta'ala commanded him to say and see the love of Allah. Man ahya sunnati inda fasadi ummati, falahu ajru miyati shaheed. That in the time of fitna and fasad, and normally in Arabic, even in Urdu and in Urdu, Gujarati, everybody knows what fitna. That is all types of distraction and all. And normally we'll say, a person, aliyazu billah, if we, Allah, our hearts are not open, and if we talking in the masjid, somebody is talking about louder, we won't realize I'm the fault. But we'll say that person, he likes to cause fitna. But I'm the fitna. So as that is what myself, which we have to learn. Anytime we realize our pious servants of Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, what embodiments of the humility they had. Anything in the morning, if something happens, then Ya Allah, it's my guna. It's not the wife or anything. We will first now, because we are children, not even children, we're not even in Allahu Akbar, in infant stage, but we'll blame this one, that one. But when you're even a baby, there is so much to learn. Allah give us tawfiq, understanding. So very important, even in learning deed, and even in Allah Ta'ala, beg Allah Ta'ala, that deen is not something that is Allahu Akbar. Just to be the slave of Allah Ta'ala, you can't put a price to it. The slaves of Allah, so Hazrat says, who are the real slaves of Allah? The slaves of Allah are those lovers, that they don't write their love letters with their foolish, that they cut a chicken somewhere and they dub their ink in the chicken and they tell this infatuation that I'm writing this love letter with my blood. The Hazrat says that is all infatuation, and that is, they say, Are Toba. What type of that? What a fool Shaitan has made us. And when we become fools of Shaitan, we're living now in such a fool, that such fools we have become, that even our knowledge, Allah Ta'ala save us. Now we are controlled, our minds are controlled. Allah save us. We don't have the nur of the iman, and it penetrates from the heart of, and it starts from the parents, and then from the ustad, and then from, that is why Hazrat teaches us, never ever forget your parents when you're coming to these gatherings. It is only through their fadl and karam. Then don't forget that ustad who taught you Ali Bartasa. It might have been a apa. It might have been what in the early days they used to call the a sheikh. He just knows how to read Quran Sharif little. He is not even a hafiz. But they used to teach us. So now we think now we are in the Khanka, or now I'm a sheikh or whatever. That is the veil of Shaitan. When you forget who's your what's your inception, then Allah says, "Awalam yaral insan." Do you see this person is the word being called insan? Allah save me, and this is a lesson for me. And if I don't realize it, Allah save me. The destruction we see. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib says that we feel pity that these lovers of Allah, the true lovers, for slightest thing they'll go through difficulty, but they write their blood with the love of Allah Ta'ala. And that is what the martyr is. And Allah Ta'ala made it so easy for we, the ummatis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who went through the greatest pain. That is why a ummati of Hazrat Musa Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, She said when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Anbiya heard of the value of this ummah, and Allah Ta'ala really showed the value in front of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, on the occasion when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam was taken for the very special, honorable the journey of Mi'raj. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were gathered, and Allah Ta'ala system that Allahu Akbar, Allah brought all, and Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, we shouldn't try and think it in our mind. And that is why Masjid al-Aqsa has got that value. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were present there. Then each one of them explained who they are. Then, and Allah Ta'ala commanded that to show the honor of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that who is Sayyidul Anbiya. All the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam are very great. You can't choose everybody's. You don't know who to choose, like who's going to be the imam. And so Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, each one gave that what Allah Ta'ala blessed them. Now that is not ascribed to amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. When you're, and there, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, there's no question. Their heart operation directly from Allah Ta'ala. And we, so that is why we find certain times our mashayikhs, they explain not to show off. But when these things are being said, they immediately make dua. Allahumma la tu'akhizni bima yaqulun, waqfir li bima la ya'lamun, waj'alni khayran mimma yadhunnun. Oh Allah, forgive me. Don't take me to task that this person is saying, oh, you like this. And who used to make this dua? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And waqfir li bima la ya'lamun. They don't even know my private life. What I'm doing in secrecy, Allah knows everything. And if I'm true, and that is why the man of Allah will teach us that if somebody prays you, then we should understand the word of Allah Ta'ala from the man of Allah. Otherwise that also we must interpret. So how lot in depth here, but Allah Ta'ala has put it in a small capsule from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's one great sifat was, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Jawami al-Kalam. That a whole encyclopedia, where can we explain an iota of the marifat of Allah. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say few words, and it was a whole, then Allahu Akbar. Whoever was in the direct company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even, and here today it's a clear answer and a slap in the face to the feminists who says we don't progress. Hazrat Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, that through the Sahabat and the company of Nabi sallallahu ta'ala sallam, being so close that Allah chose her to, Allah ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to choose, that commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi sallam have to get married to this young girl. But what, Allahu Akbar, what she benefited in few years in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when somebody came and asked her that what was the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Can we ever explain that? Just to take the name of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that is why we'll understand, reading the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should realize we're in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we come to the majlis of the Ahlullah, or when we're reciting Qur'an-i Kareem, we are in the majlis of Allah. So we should realize all the adabs, the etiquette. So now to explain, it's extremely difficult but when you get, this is what sohbat, when that from the nur of Allah that goes in the heart of that human being, now he's a, what creation? The malaika will surpass him. They'll surpass the malaika. And if you don't know who you are, and you think I'm this and I'm that, then Allah Ta'ala says they'll argue with me, and what will happen soon? Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, our beloved mother, who people, aliyazu billah, don't know her value. So she answered so simply, kana khuluku al-Qur'an. Don't you read? Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every moment, his life is Qur'an-i Kareem. In other words, Qur'an-i Kareem is not just a kitab to be read. Qur'an-i Kareem is a kitab to penetrate every drop of our blood, and that cannot penetrate in the wrong company. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize, and then Allah Ta'ala says, the greatest gift I want to give you, which is only worth for insan, and that is according, and this is what is called nisbat. who you connected to. That is why when the Anbiya, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and according to narrations, the ulama will explain better, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam then gave his, Allah Ta'ala command, so to say, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam introduced themselves to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who so to say was, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, when he went for Mi'raj, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, I'm the son, Ana ibn Zabihain. I am the son of those two great personalities who gave their life to Allah Ta'ala. So, but in reality, when Ibrahim alayhi salam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, now after Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and all heard their great virtues, now Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam was given the honor by Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam's command, that Allah Ta'ala says, that now you explain who you are. And then what humbleness Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that I am only out of the mercy of Allah has come. And so after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining his prayer, his praises, clearly Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam in all the Anbiya said, بِهَذَا فَضَّلُ نَبِيِّنَا, that because of this, what Allah has chosen Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before the creation, before Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam's creation, that Allah Ta'ala already, so we are all in the sadqah, if the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam acknowledged it, and the woman in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam just heard of the, when the Anbiya heard then, they all desired, can I be that Nabi? And then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was Kalimullah, and we shouldn't try and give our own ranks and explain about Anbiya, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam has warned us of that. And this is the system of Allah. تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. It is Allah Ta'ala's وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَتَعَالَىٰ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. Allah says, your Rabb, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is addressed to all of us, myself first, that your Rabb, that is that great being who created you from nothing, non-existence, and then brought our forefather Adam alayhi salam into existence, and then carried on our progeny with the dirty, filthy fluid to make us realize, for Allah Ta'ala, it's not impossible, in not even a split moment, that Allah Ta'ala can change the worst dirt into the best, and myself, the worst dirt, still Allah Ta'ala allows us in the masjid. And that is why when we get up in the morning, our mashayikh taught us that it is only through their fadl. Otherwise we'll think I'm the imam, or I'm now long in the company of, I'm making namaz in this masjid, but I'm not even word. You see the Ahlullah, they know, we ourselves think that we say this, it is just lips, but Allah put that drop in our heart. That it is only the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That first of all you make shukr, alhamdulillah, ladhi ahyana. Oh Allah, it is only you that woke me up. And only you that created me. And woke up as Allah gave us a new life. That now you are so old and you realize who you are. Allahu Akbar. That when the zikr of Allah ta'ala is made, as we were throughout the barakat of our sheikh, and as it's in reality what we are taught from our elders, that it is not, I'm not worth to be speaking, and I'm not worth to be in front. But when the elders command you, then it is, although you're not worth, it is only their favor, and to make us realize who we are, that you're not worth anything, and I'm allowing you to say something. So Allah Ta'ala, and we all the time realize, when how, like, we just talk anyhow like small children, and we don't realize, and we, and after that, a mother, a father, the child scribbles and say, Ammi, today I came from Madrasa, see what I learned. Say, oh, mashallah, it's all scribble, it's all, it's quite, and that is a mother that encourages the children and encourage them and teach us that we are worth nothing and what Allah Ta'ala wants to make us, the beloveds of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we want to become the beloveds, we have to beg Allah Ta'ala that even if, don't put any blame upon, you say our parents. And this is what Allah Ta'ala says, those people who got no worth, we made them worth everything. And yet they say, فَإِذَا وَخَسِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. They are making open arguments with Allah Ta'ala. Where you got audacity? And who is the leader of all that? Allah save us all. Shaitan, when Allah gave him the opportunity to be amongst the best of, in the best company, the Malaika, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And yet, Allah Ta'ala save us, that Allah showed that who you think is an ordinary person, but it's not the body, it's what Allah puts in that heart, the knowledge of deen, and that is the honor of a man. Adam alayhi salam and the whole progeny, and then as the progeny carries on, our nisbat, our real connection is Allahu Akbar. And that is what we learn from the friends of Allah. Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi, and as Hazrat explains, just to travel the world to listen to one couplet of Hazrat is worth the whole world and whatever it contains. And we'll only see the value when we go to the Qabr. Hazrat says, in this time and age, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam inform us, if you bring alive one sunnah, in other words, that we reach such a low ebb, myself first, that we think we got knowledge of deen, but the sunnah that doesn't have value for us. And then that is real fitna and fasad. We say there's fitna in the government, there's fitna of women, there's fitna of this, and who's causing this corruption and all types of corruption everywhere. Today even Allah Akbar, Allah save us, even in the masjids, in dini institutions, if we don't know, then all fitna and fasad. But who is causing this? This time when we don't know the value of the Allah Akbar, the alif of Allah, alif is normally silent, but when that harkat is put on it, Allahu Akbar, when you come into the company of the friends of Allah, and they just start your heart operation, then you realize Allah. Then immediately you turn to Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says that the shaheeds are giving their life, they're writing their blood, they're writing their love of Allah with their blood, and don't think that they have passed away. They are very honorable. But we people like myself, that we are too cowards to go in jihad. Today we have myself reached such an ebb that we say don't even, in other words, explain, give interpretation of what jihad is. Al-jihadu ma'adin ila yawm al-qiyamah. Jihad is not to kill people. Jihad is to remove the dirt from the earth and bring goodness in the earth. Jihad is to Allahu Akbar, bring righteousness to when Allah, when you become the slave of Allah, and then only rahmat will descend. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that Hazrat says, just to leave your home and to wear your clothing, for example, and you do it, not like just it's natural, your habit, you are wearing your clothes from the right hand side, but realize this is the sunnat of my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then see, not only the enjoyment you'll get, then you'll realize, and Allah Ta'ala, a slave doesn't deserve any reward. But as our Shaykh teaches us, very imana wa ihtisaba, that this is the command of my Rabb, and the reward that Allah Ta'ala is still going to give us. So Hazrat says, in this time and age, to tell your child, not just wear your shoes, that we must wear our shoes from the right shoe first. This is the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today the time has come, that only darkness in our houses, myself, first of all, darkness in our homes, and then darkness in the home, in my heart. So darkness in the home, when you tell a child now, wear your shoes properly, wear your right shoe properly, and it is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We don't teach them that, then Allahu Akbar. But people will say, no, now they're still small, you're making up, you extravagant. And the man of Allah Ta'ala, our Hazrat, Allahu Akbar, how they can see clearly into our lives that what is the, and these are the hakims, that they will just, they are those hakims that don't even have to touch our pulse, to put their hands on our pulse, and they'll tell you everything. Today we get hakims, people are saying, and Allah Ta'ala only, وَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. So anyway, today the hakim will ask you, what is your problem? And then, where's Allah Akbar? Allah's fazal and karam. We went to one hakim in India, well, not even 10 seconds, he'll touch your pulse and he'll already tell you, this is your problem. But more than that, the real hakims are the spiritual doctors. That without touching Allah Ta'ala has opened their hearts, they see our hearts are rotten, and they say, this is our problem. That today, we feel shy, from the child is born, we dress them as Muslims. Even Nanima and Dadima will say, if you dress your small child who just came into the world, and what a gift. And Allah Ta'ala says, now open the heart. The child has got nur in the heart. Now open the body of your, or the child, with azan, that Allahu Akbar. not the mother that brought it, not the gynecologist. And this is the deception of those people who want to argue with Allah Ta'ala. It is only Allah Ta'ala. So the duty of parents to bring this nur, then we'll realize this is not a seminar that we are paying and online and all that. As our Sheikh explains, that online you can maybe, that is, today everything is difference of opinion. So some muftis will say, online you can make nikah. But Hazrat says that, some will say, and then that is not our distinct department, but that is the Muslim, even the pious muftis, they will discuss and see. But Hazrat says, even if all the muftis give permission, will you get a child online? No, you have to have hot sohbat. You get married to a wife in UK, and you hear, and you, everything is online with this haram, whatever. When we go against the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we're living in darkness, but we think we're in light. So that is why we find mashayikh, till and not till our last breath, we have to revise the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and take stock of myself. So Allah give us tawfiq. Myself, all of us should ponder these few sunnahs that we have read. They're just to awaken. Am I conscious about it? Am I doing it accordingly? And forever, just to your eyes awaken and you're rubbing your eyes for your benefit. 100 shaheed sawab. Allahu Akbar. They are going there, losing them. The children have become orphans, etc. Ya Hazrat says, in the comfort of our homes. Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali and our Hazrat used to explain. And this is, that is people who sit with their hearts open in what Hazrat, and they took, we can't even imagine. And that is why it's not just a matter of coming for years. It is a matter of coming with an empty heart and realize I've got a totally sick heart. But all the mashayikh says, you don't have to worry. That will come when, before you go to the qabr, then you'll realize, I thought I was a human being, but then we'll realize, qazde adami izai Muslim, that who's a human being, adami izai makhluk, that I make an intention, I don't cause harm to any creation of Allah. From the time our eyes open, Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq. So the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is to become the beloved of Allah. And even when we have to relieve ourselves, Allahu Akbar, sunnat and du'as upon entering and leaving the toilet, that also our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And people who don't have brains, they want to argue, Allahu Akbar. A person came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu, and this is their work, shaitan's work. A Jew came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu ghaliban, one of the other sahaba, and he said, what kind of aliyazu billah? Use those words also is not appropriate. That everything your beloved, your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught you, that even how to go and relieve yourself, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, the men who are men, so to say, with honor, he tapped his chest, that yes, that is our, not only our guide, he's our father, and that is your real father. Where what father? On the day of Qiyamah, فَإِذَا نُفِقَ فِي السُّور فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَلَا يَتَسَالُونَ. Then Allah Ta'ala won't see if you didn't, Allahu Akbar. If our children, when we taught them, or they did, we didn't teach them. And if we taught them, we did our work and they didn't listen, then Allah Ta'ala save us. So this is only Allah Ta'ala's special favor. That till today, just to talk about our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this is this whole object of the Anwarus Salah. That when the heart just gets little, when you just start with the putting the what they call the instruments down, or you just get accepted to that today everything was so false that you got a serious problem, but there's so many heart operations, so we'll try and book you in. So according to they'll see, Allah Ta'ala save us. By Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala's system is, by, as our Shaykh explained, the people of the world, the doctors will say, now we tried our best, your patient now, there's nothing left. So take your patient home. There's no hope. And a person, the panel beater will say, your car is very badly smashed. No, we can't take it to the scrapyard. But no man of Allah will say that myself, the worst. Allah Ta'ala says, announce, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Never ever lose mercy, never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So just to be getting tawfiq, to hear the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then to make a firm intention in our heart that I must now bring it in my life and in the life of our, then we don't even have to squeal with our children. So one sunnah, so much light will come. And Munawwarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that even with elders, first start with the easy sunnah. Then that sunnah will bring, like you explain them, how to come, adab of coming to the masjid, that with etiquette, etc. That is easy. And how much rahmah they'll get. Then when they're eager, that sunnah will bring current and more current. And now to explain them what we think, no sunnah is difficult. But now to explain how important it is to keep the full beard, according, it is sunnah is called the way of life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not what we think, how the fuqaha have categorized for us our weakness. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that every sunnah is very, very important and very great. For the purpose of istinja, taking along water and lumps of clay. That was in those days we won't understand also. Allah has made it so easy for us. And yet we will be objecting, Allah save us. And as our mashayikh explained, so easy that we don't even realize we are not following the sunnah. And we'll use the lifestyle of the kuffar. And we won't even think that what am I doing. To use three lumps of clay or stones is mustahab. Today ulama explained that according to the times we are living in, and that is why follow the righteous, pious ulama, the mashayikh, when they open the heart, now they'll teach us. That time you have to use clots of the mud, the blocks who can make istinja. Now we got the system. When Sahaba Rajnam got water and they started using water for istinja, Allah Ta'ala already said, Inna Allah yuhibbu tawabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahirin. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what you're using now? They say, we're using istinja, water for istinja. Allahu Akbar. And those, to be more sure, you use those. So in today's time, as we learn, use toilet paper, but that also not in any way whatsoever to imitate the kuffar. Allah save us all. And that is why then when just a slight dusting light on in the live light of the child, when the child just hears azan, Allahu Akbar, and then the child hears iqama, after that immediately, then already now the child is eager. Now we thought when Hazrat says that if someone had to whisper in that baby's heart that you coming into a world that is so big, you'll see buses and cars, what they'll tell us? You're talking nonsense. And yeah, I'm safe. Allahu Akbar. But when the child comes into the world, then it's realized. But then when the parents teach us that now we're in the womb of Akhir, that is why we can't understand that the last worst person like me, Allah Ta'ala save us, and this is al-Iman, bayn al-khawfi wal-raja. Allah save me, it shouldn't be just on the tongue. Hazrat Umar radiallahu used to say, if Allah Ta'ala has to announce, everybody is going to Jannah. And one person, I fear it will be me. So if great men like that have got that fear, then where me? And if on the other hand, don't have so much fear, when Allah Ta'ala has brought you in the company of mercy, then if Allah announce, everybody is going to Jahannam, Allah save us all. And only one Allah Ta'ala out of His mercy will go Jannah. I hope Allah Ta'ala will choose me. So this is Iman, Bainul Khawfi wal Raja. Don't become so despondent that no, it's difficult. When you just get that one light, then that child will think, now, oh, what? The last person that only had a drop, an iota of Iman, which only Allah Ta'ala knows, that when he's taken out from Jannah, burn like black coal, in a split moment, Allah will dump him in Nahri Hayat, and his body will be shining. Allahu Akbar. And the last person, we hear it over and over, but if that yaqeen comes in our heart, then one sunnah, we can't imagine what's the value of it. Then we say that Allahu Akbar, we'll realize these are not fairy tales, and these are Allah's realities, absolute realities. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. And that is if you realize that I'm a human being, you make dua every day, and Allah taught us the dua. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Then Allah showed us also. Now the parents' duties, that showed in which company you keep. صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. Our eyes are the weak. We're only seeing the outward world. That is why in the early days, today we want everything fast. So Allah save us. We don't eat. We come in a fast world. We want fast foods. And our mothers also are so, Allahu Akbar. Allah save us. So when we, today in the early days, as Hazrat explained, the eyes also had to be kept in darkness till that reality comes. So here, as we explain Allah's fazl and karam, this is all under Allah's fazl and karam, that we say, just read one sunnah of Nabi Akram, it's not a matter of reading. Myself, Allah give me that reality, that we're reading it for years and years. But think, I am the Imam also. And I'm old, teaching also for years, teaching even in the maktab or whatever, and I'm not deserving it. Because for years I'm saying, this is a sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I stress it upon my children. But like Hazrat says, these are the mashayikh, that all the time they worried, we want to be on Safar or them, and this was the system of Allah. Deen was spread from the company of the pious servants of Allah. That even in when they were at home, when they were on travel, how to go through all those conditions, Hazrat will notice and see that we stress on our children, read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. But Hazrat says when the food is laid on the dasturkhan, we see our friends at myself first. Hazrat is talking of me, that we say we read Bismillah. And we say, so Hazrat will ask, who read Bismillah? We all pick up our hands. And Hazrat will say, where you read Bismillah? What your, in your heart. Then Hazrat says, Bismillah, when you eat, you're eating with your heart. No, Allah, who gave you that heart? Who gave you that food? Who gave you? Bismillah is how our whole life we weren't able to thank Allah, Rabbul Izzat, for that one, Allah Akbar, one moment. But we say, oh, my friend today, he brought for me. I didn't tell him, he brought for me the pizzas from here. We don't even know that junk food. I mean, our eyes are not open of the body. Then what can we say? Then we'll say, no, they're just stressing about that. Allah Ta'ala save us. And today we see we're living in a time, Allah save me. Gatherings of ulama, or gatherings when they invite after Quran Sharif, khatam. Then we'll see mostly there's only table and chairs. To put a dastarkhan, it's like some aliyazubillah. And even when there's a dastarkhan laid, enough, but in there's few table and chairs, sadly, people like myself, if we don't know the value, we'll prefer to sit on it. Nothing wrong. So if we, Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah Ta'ala make us hadina muhtadin, khayra dhalim mudillin, and only through the barakat of our beloved Mr. Mashaykh, and all this is the rahmat of Oma Asalnaka illa rahmatan lil alameen. So that is in fact this reality what we have come. When we understand what is salah, then all this preparation of our following the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we're going to learn whose zikr we are going to make. Allah Ta'ala's zikr, and zikr is not just a sleeping period. It is a time now to start that operation. Now you're already in the theater already. And I'm in the theater and I still don't know. Hazrat says that this itikaf and coming to the majlis of our sheikh, we should realize that I need ICU treatment. So it's not I go every year, but ICU, that today we have imitated a lion cub. And this is inshallah all the what Hazrat gave. The beautiful, there's so much explanation. Every time the same, we think the same example. But when we look at our reality, I'll realize I'm the worst, most stupid idiot. And that is why what Allah Shaykh used to say and tell us that when you do something against sunnah, then talk to your nafs, Abdul Rahman, you are so foolish. You're such a, it's all your dirt and filth, and you are so bewakuf. Then that is how we should be begging Allah Ta'ala. Rabbi khfir warham. وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ That, oh Allah, you know my dirt and filth. So Allah Ta'ala save us. That today we're living in such a time that the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is regarded as, aliyazu billah, not important. It is, and that is what is bringing the dead. Allah save me, all of us, that the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat explains, our Dala Shaykh used to say, and this is actually the introduction, and Allah Ta'ala's system, Allah Ta'ala was put in the heart that today we'll read this whole introduction, But as this bayan is, first of all, what the introduction of what the bayan is all about. And this is also just the brief, not even the top of the iceberg. And that is now, we're going to read the Urdu and then start giving, Hazrat gave as he read in that time already, the introduction, that if you know what is this khanka all about, your kayfiyat ihsan, that is, you antabud Allah ka annaka tara, that you come as a slave in the court of Allah, and antabud Allah means not only coming for salah, you the slave of Allah through all the time. And our mashayikh Hazrat Qadi Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, agar insan apne sari adat ko sunnat ke mutabik bana de, to sari zindagi ibadat ban jayegi. If you make your whole life according to the sunnat of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, your whole life, then it's not difficult to understand that we are 24 hours the slaves of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq. We beg Allah Ta'ala that Allah brought us here. We're not worth deserving it, but 1 minute, one split moment in the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala is better than the whole world and whatever in good things. Allah give us tawfiq.